Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We're up to Sif Beis, and we're continuing with the halachos of Tzeda, the malacha of Tzeda. And this Sif addresses two new issues with regard to Tzeda. That is, the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss trapping an animal that is in some type of vulnerable state, sick, blind, lame, old, tired, sleeping, blind. And the Rama is going to discuss hunting a wild animal with dogs, okay? Hunting them out, inciting the dog. So we'll see. Sif Beis, Hatzad Tzvi, Yashen Osuma Chayiv. One who traps a deer that is asleep or blind is Chayiv, meaning this is Tzeda de Oraisa. He will be Chayiv Achatas if he does it b'shogeg, skila, if he does it b'mezid. Chiger o chole o zakein. However, if he traps a deer that is either lame, crippled, or chole, is ill, sick, or old, then he is potter. Potter usually means potter aval aser, as we'll see, meaning he's not chayiv for tzeda minatayra, but it is potter pashtus aval aser, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. So what is the chilik? What's going on here? Let's see. Sif katon vav hatzad tzvi. Hu adin shar minim. Lav dafka trapping a deer, but other animals as well. Kein kasav Eliyo Rabba, bayev beralacha. So writes Eliyo Rabba. Check out the beralacha. Sif katon zayin yoshein osuma. Dahani darkon lihishamet kishemagishin yad adam. He says, why is a yoshein or a suma, although these deers are vulnerable as well, because they're either sleeping or blind, but you're still going to be chayiv for trapping them. Why? Tahani darkon li shomet kebeshemargishin yad adam. Because the animals in this state tend to escape when they feel the hand of a person on them. Valkein keshetzadu. And therefore, since these animals, okay, when they feel the hand of a person, tend to escape, trapping them is going to be viewed as full-scale, full-blown Tzeda d'Oraisa. This is in contrast, as he says, Masha Einkein b'chiger, as opposed to the chiger, the lame, v'dekavase, she'ein yecholin lihishamet. When we talk about the lame, or like the lame deers, which are unable to escape, so those, if you trap them, you will not be over any d'oraisa tzeda. And he goes on, v'afilu imachiger yochol lahalech k'tzas. He says, even if this lame deer or animal can walk a shtickle, one can still catch it, al kol panim, hare yochol lahagia b'shchiya achas. He's still be able to get it in one swoop. And if you remember, if you can get it in one swoop, it's already viewed as trapped. So if something's already viewed as trapped, you're not going to be over the d'oraisa of trapping because it's already in a state of it being trapped. Al-kein chashivi kinid sodin va'indim. Therefore, these deers, as he says, are considered as though they are already trapped. We move on here. Ches ozakein v'hu abdin katon. The same thing would apply not only to an old animal, but also a katan. If you trap them, this will not be tzeda d'iraisa, because once again, you can catch them in one swoop. This is the Rambam, the Chenis of Yushalmi. And what do we mean by katan? Katan mikri kodem sheyachol larutz. When we say katan, the young animals we're referring to where they do not yet have the ability to run, and the kenkas of miiri, and therefore you can get them and catch them in one swoop. Now, in this, we're going to now take a little bit of a break for a little bit of a lundus, for a little bit of iyun in yami, okay, for you iyun guys. There's a major chakira in terms of the nature of the malacha of tzeda. Is tzeda defined as depriving the animal of its freedom of movement? Is that the svara? That when you deprive the animal of its freedom of movement, that is tzeda? Or is it defined as bringing the animal under your control, under one's control? So Let's now play it out. In this case, the young animal was previously free to move, or the old animal, even though at a slow pace, yet one is not chayiv for completely depriving it of this freedom. It would seem then, this is what the Achronim and Shalmei Nissen in his Kuntra Seda gets into this, it would seem then that the definition of Seda is in fact bringing the animal under your control. Since the trapper, the captor, already had full control over the animal even before he trapped it, he's not going to be chayiv for the trapping. If the concept of trapping was to deprive the animal of its freedom of movement, so then you've done that when you trap the old or young animal, because the old or young animal can still walk just slowly, right? The same would come out and emerge from the case of a lame deer that can walk around a bit. The same principle, now the reason why this is so important is because the same principle would seem to extend to slow-moving animals that are easily captured, such as ants or turtles. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa Chav Zayin, note 154, Kuf Nun Dalid, he actually paskins that they are considered to be inherently trapped. He goes on even further that even though trapping the lame or old deer is asa midrabanan, as we're going to see coming up very soon, he wants to suggest, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it is a totally mutter to trap the ant or turtle, barring the issue of moving mukta, which is, again, an issue. But in terms of trapping, no problem. What's the difference, he says? Because trapping an animal that belongs to a species that is generally elusive, but now happens to be incapacitated because it's young or old, etc. But the overall species normally can walk quickly or run quickly, so therefore it's also midrabanan to trap such an animal when it's young, old, or lame. Masha ein kein, when it comes to what? When it comes to a turtle or an ant, these are species that are never something that is going to be elusive. You could always catch in one swoop, and therefore Shlomo Zalman basically says there's no issue of trapping a turtle, etc. Rav Yashiv, brought down in Orchas Shabbos Yudalid, okay, Ha'ara Chaf Aleph, he paskins that one is in fact chayiv for trapping the ant or turtle. Big machlekes. Apparently, he maintains that the definition of tzeda is depriving the animal of its freedom of movement, which one has done in this case. Ah, so then why is there no dairaisa for trapping a chiger, a lame, or a chayle, or an ill animal? So Rav Yashuv seems to have to distinguish between trapping an animal in possession of all its inborn freedom of movement, like a turtle, and trapping an animal that has lost or does not yet have all of its inborn mobility, like the lame, ill, or young deer. Again, not so simple. Rav Yashuv's Svara definitely needs work, but he's more machmir. Now, this issue of trapping naturally slow-moving animals, the truth of the matter is actually a machlokes rishonim between the Tosfos Rid and Chagiga, daf yud aleph amud aleph, and he says that the malacha does not apply to such animals. Beferish and rishonim. And Rabbeinu Yerucham in Yud Beis Yud actually paskins that one is chayiv for trapping them. So this is a very important issue. We continue on. Vayter sifkaton test. So as we said, when he says you're potter for trapping a chiger, a choler, or a zakein, so as I said before, Mishnah Berurah here says potter aval aser. It's still going to be aser to trap these animals. The alkein, therefore, kishemote lefamim ar neves chole munachas al aderech. If you have a scenario, when it happens once in a while, you'll find a rabbit that's sick and it's lying on the road. Even though it is unable to move from its place because it's sick, Also, you're not going to be allowed. You're not going to be allowed to pick it up. Why? Very simple. Because this is going to be Seda, the Havit Seda, not Doraisa, but Midrabanan. The Yesh Omrim, Yechola Lazuz Ben Kaima, the Yesh Omrim, the Chayiv. But there are some who say that one would be Chayiv, Achatas, you would be Chayiv, Achatas, you'll be over at Seda Doraisa if you go ahead and you pick it up. Now, why would this be a Doraisa? So he says, Ayein Ber Halacha, who gets into it? Regardless, you're not allowed to go ahead, whether it's deraisa or derabanan in terms of tzeda, it's going to be usa to go ahead and pick up this rabbit that is mukta. Now, what's the issue whether it's deraisa or derabanan? So pashas, it should be derabanan. As it says right here, that a chayla is patarabal usar when you trap a chayla. So this is a chayla rabbit. So the truth of the matter is a major machlokas rishonim as to what really is the definition of chayla. Rashi happens to hold that the chayla that is asa derabanan is not a chayla of someone who's of an animal that's sick. It's the type of sick that we're talking about is it's being exhausted. But a regular sick or ill animal, if you trap it, you would be over the doraisa. And the other Rishonim say, no, sick means sick. So that's why you have this shayla as to the definition of chayla. Does chayla mean really ill, like it has fever, you know, it's sick? What does it mean? It's just exhausted because it's, I guess work too hard. Anyway, what the svar of the machlekes is, Ian Shear. But regardless, it's aser. The only question is whether it's deraisa or derabanan trapping a sick rabbit. And regardless, he says it's aser, the rabbit, mishum mukta. We now move on to the Ramah. Ramah says, Hago, hamishase kelev acher chaya b'shabes. If one goes ahead and incites or sets up, hunts an animal, okay, by inciting or setting up a dog to chase the wild animal on Shabbos, Havi Tzeda. This will constitute and will be Tzeda. Now, what type of Tzeda? It's interesting. It sounds like it's Tzeda Dairaisa, but we'll see that the Mishnah Brura is not going to understand it that way. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Yud. Hainu. And it's Seda. And if you look at the Achronim and the Mishnah Brura himself, it's Seda Drabanan. Im lo asa ba'atzmo ma'isekla. It's only going to be Aser midrabanan if he himself performed no act, the person performed no act on his own, rather than what? Than having rak b'masha shisa as hakelev. If all he did was have set the dog out to chase the animal, if that's all he did, then it's only going to be the rabbanon. If that's all he did, right, v'akelev tvaso, and the kelev did everything and even caught the wild animal, havi rak tzeda midrabbanon. Then it's only going to be Seda derabana. Vim asa ba'atzmo gam kein maisa lazeh. And if, however, the person himself also did something, gam kein maisa lazeh, he also did some type of maisa in terms of the catching of the animal. For example, kigon shebara chatzvi min hakelev v'haya ayef v'yageya. For example, the deer ran away from the dog and became very tired and weary and tired. It was tired. Right? And then the person himself was able to go ahead and pursue the deer or animal to tire it out even more. And then the kelev caught the wild animal with the assist and the help of the person, Havid Seda Gemura. Then that's going to be Seda Gemura of the person. In other words, what it seems to be saying is as follows. If everything was done via the animal, so then he did not do any Maisa at all. Once he's doing something, so then the Kelev is just his instrument in the catching, and it'll be over, and Chayiv Seda Gemura. It's full-blown Seda. Va'afilu imrak amad v'fanav. Now we're going to talk about the Toldo of Seda. He says, va'afilu imrak amad v'fanav v'hivilo ad she'egiyo ha'kelev utvaso. And even if he merely stood in front of it and frightened it until the dog arrived and caught it, v'hivilo ad she'egiyo ha'kelev utvaso, avigam kein Toldo of Seda. It's also going to be a Toldo of Seda. And he's going to be chayiv she'kein derech ha'tzayodim. For this is the way hunters hunt. So to sum up, even though the lashon of the Ramah seems to be tzeda, havi tzeda, when you go ahead and you mashasa the kelev and you set out a dog to go hunt an animal and the dog himself catches the animal, it sounds like that's going to be tzeda d'oraisa. So the Ramah says it's only tzeda d'oraisa if the person himself plays some role in the actual catching of the animal, even if it's that the dog chases down the wild animal and the person himself takes over a little bit in the chasing and then the kelev catches him. Or even if the person himself, okay, just stood in front of the animal and frightened it until the dog came and caught it, which would be a toldo of tzeda, so then it would be the oraisa. It's the oraisa when the hunter, in this case, right, goes ahead and utilizes the animal as part of his capturing, right? Utilizes the dog. This is a part of his capturing the chaya. But if the dog does it all alone, it's only going to be tzeda derabbanan. If he incites the dog and the dog does it all, according to the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Brura, and they hold this way even in the Ramah, that it would only be a derabbanan dika tzeda. Now, what's important to realize, and this is what the Achronim all deal with, is what happened to the Isser of Shvisas Behemto or Mechamer. As you all know, there's an Isser of Shvisas Behemto to prevent your animal from doing any type of malacha. That's one Isser. And then there's another Isser of Mechamer where you're not allowed to actually perform a malacha jointly with an animal. So why exactly these Isserim don't apply here? The issue seems to be merely whether or not the person is by himself over Seida Derabbanan or D'oraisa. But what about going ahead and having your animal not rest from malacha, Shvisas Behemto, or Mechamer, performing a malacha jointly with an animal? So what the Achronim try to distinguish, and they want to say that when the animal enjoys what they're doing, like it enjoys the hunt, so it's like placing an animal on grass that it will pull out and eat, which basically is Meleches Kotzer, but not, you know, Shvisas Behemto or Mechamer. Anyway, that's what the Achronim discuss. Let's now move weiter. And the Ramah then ends off by saying, we're up to the end of the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, he then ends off with a totally different isser, saying even during the week, you're not allowed to go ahead and hunt animals, wild animals with dogs, because this is moshav leitzim. Wow, this is viewed as moshav leitzim. Pasuk, as you all know, says that in the beginning of Tehillim, it says right, uva moshav leitzim lo yoshav, right? Praises the man who didn't walk the atzas rishayim v'moshav leitzim lo yashav. And this is an isser against engrossing oneself in activities that have no value, like a scoffer who makes light of important matters, a leitz, a person who fritters away his time, makes light of his mission in this world. In fact, the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah, Yud Ches Amud Beis, when it's discussing this issue of moshav leitzim, says the primary issue in engaging in moshav leitzim is the bittul Torah that's involved. The Gemara itself, Yud Ches Amud Beis, as explained by Rashi there, teaches that the earlier part of the pasuk, lo amad ba'atzas rishayim, he did not stand in the atzah, right? That refers to hunting animals with dogs for purposes of recreation. So it comes out that let's continue on. Moshav leitzim mishnah brura yud aleph ve'eino zocheh, he says, l'simchas l'v'yasin. If you're a moishav leitzim, you do not go ahead. So what's moishav leitzim? What's the consequence? Ein azoche l'simchas l'v'yasin. You're not zoche to the suda of the tzaddikim in olam haba. It's some type of spiritually elevated suda, or maybe purely spiritual suda. Check out the Prima Gadim when he wrote on this. Now, what's going on here? It says here that someone who is a hunter is a Moshav Leitzim. So the Prima Gadim is inclined to actually paskin that hunting for purely recreational purposes is Moshav Leitzim. The Aruch HaShulchan actually says that even if it's not for recreational purposes, we're talking here about hunting wild animals with a dog. If for some reason doing it with a dog is Moshav Leitzim. Okay, but regardless, so we have here the Isser of hunting on Shabbos, which is an Isser of Tzeda, and utilizing the dog could be either the Rabbanon, depending on whether you trap it together with the dog, or you just incite the dog to do the trapping of the animal, as opposed to during the week, where obviously there's no Isser of Shabbos, but there might be this Isser of Moshav Leitzim. And finally, we will end off now with just the beginning of Sif Gimel. The beginning of Sif Gimel, where we're now talking about a different, totally different issue in Seda. And here we go. Kol Shebemino, Nitzod Chayev Alav. Ein Bemino Nitzod Pater Avalas. As we said earlier in the intro to the whole Siman, to be over Seda Minatora Midoraisa, trapping, the Malach of trapping, it has to be a type of animal that is from a species that is normally trapped in order to make some use of it, such as eating its basar, its flesh, or making use of its hide. Excellent. So trapping other types of animals, we'll see right now, is going to be asami derabbanan, and that's what this is going to discuss. Kol shevamino nitzod chayev alav. If a person traps any animal whose species is typically trapped, again, for some use, he's going to be chayiv, which means that's when you're going to be over the daraisa tzeda. Ein bemino nitzod pater aval aser. However, if its species is not typically trapped, it's pater, meaning he's not going to be chayiv minat Torah, but it's still aser midera banan. So, and therefore, hilkach zvuvim. Therefore, things like flies, afal pisha ein bemino nitzod, even though they're not typically trapped, aser letzudan. Aser letzudan. It's going to be aser to trap him. Again, we don't usually trap flies to make a little fly collection. Okay, you might just trap them to get rid of them, but not for some use. So let's see. Ein bemino nitzod. Sif katan yud beis vafilu imhu tzadan leezet zorech gam kein lo chashiv tzeda. Because if it's not a species that is normally trapped, even if you trap it for some purpose, it's not going to be tzeda. Right? Even if you want to go ahead and make a beautiful fly painting by gluing flies.
A good school project.
Yeah, Hilka. We have here we're doing Mr. Buriyami here with Saba and his brother, mm-hmm. Uncle David. And here we go. We're just finishing up here. Sif katan yud gimel hilkach zavuvim Mr. Brura udvorim and bees mashma beis Yosef du b'chlav dabar shemino nitzo. It's mashma that when it comes to bees, though, that's an item that people do trap. Aval shar poskim pligi aleh. Most poskim argue on this. V'chein mashma agra sif katan vav. What about chagovim tahorim? What about kosher locusts or grasshoppers? The Das Rashi, who Dover Shemino Nitzod, according to Rashi, that is something that falls within the Doraisa Tzeda, because it is a type of species that's trapped. Harambam ain't overcane. Ram doesn't hold that way. The Dugim, who Bechlal, Dover Shemino Nitzod. But fish, of course, is something that we all trap and then eat.